Hi, this is Hugh Moffitt. You're listening to Lee Williams.
It's whiskey, a bartender, I'll take anything you got. I'm drinking my way down the well, sinking shot by shot. I'll face the truth tomorrow if I make it through tonight. It's whiskey up I'm drinking down until I see the light. This warm and friendly atmosphere is what I'm looking for. 'Cause what I got at home is lonesome staring at the door. The music and the conversation help take my mind off that cold empty room that waits for me at closing time. It's whiskey, a bartender, I'll take anything you got. I'm drinking my way down the well, sinking shot by shot. I'll face the truth tomorrow if I make it through tonight. It's whiskey up I'm drinking back until I see the light. I know I'm just another heartbroke barstool fool to you, but no one's done nobody wrong, no one's been untrue. She didn't want to go, Lord knows she tried so hard to stay. And then last night she closed her eyes and just faded away. It's whiskey, a bartender, I'll take anything you got. I'm drinking my way down the well, sinking shot by shot. I'll face the truth tomorrow if I make it through tonight. It's whiskey up I'm drinking back until I see the light. It's whiskey up I'm drinking back, Lord help me see the light.
Well, on the telephone is Hugh Moffitt. How are you doing?
Doing great, Lee. Great to talk to you after all these years.
Yeah, it's been a while, isn't it? My goodness.
I have. I'm not sure if we ran into each other in Nashville last or over here in the UK, but it's been a while.
Straight off the bat, before we get into talking about you, it's such a sad loss with Joe Sun going.
Yes. I was keeping up with him through a mutual friend and wrote him a letter, you know, that I know he got. I haven't talked with him in 6 months, but yeah, I'm very sorry. He was a dear friend. I'd known him since I was first in Nashville in 1973. He was writing a column for the hotel magazine called Nightlife by Joe Sun about all the things that were going on in town, and he was managing it. Little three-piece band called The Twang that was a sort of a roots country rock band way ahead of its time. And at any rate, I've just known him forever. It's hard to believe he's gone.
Because he recorded one of your songs, didn't he?
Well, he had the first hit on Old Flames Can't Hold a Candle to
That's
You.
Right. That's right.
He recorded that in 19... he recorded other songs of mine, but that was the start for Joe, and it was the start for that song also. He was up against two other records that were out at the same time, one on RCA and another one on, MCA. And they were both artists on major labels, and he was there on Ovation, and his record beat them all out.
That's great.
The one that went up the charts. Yeah, so, it was a great record.
Because obviously Dolly did the song as well.
Dolly did it 2 years later, but nobody ever forgot Joe's version. Even Dolly took a lot from Joe's version when she recorded it.
Yeah, I mean, I was the first person to bring Joe to tour in the UK, and
that's great.
We had some great times, you know, on the road, and he used to take me around some of the dives and bars in Nashville. And that was scary but fun.
great. Well, Joe and I both played in those places. They're not there anymore. I mean, the first one for me was a little place called Tiger's Hideaway in middle of downtown Nashville. It's not there anymore. The convention center fell out of the sky and squashed it. But it was a band. We played 6 hours a night, six nights a week, and they gave us $50. It was a great experience. The other singer in that band with me was the guy who I wrote the song Carolina Star about. He's North Carolina.
Okay.
But those were years ago. Yeah, I mean, Joe was there.
Downtown tonight, I saw an old friend, someone who used to take comfort from long before I met you. I caught a spark from her eyes of forgotten desire. With a word or a touch, Lord, I could have rekindled that fire. Hold a candle to you. No one can light up the night like you do. Flickering embers of love, I've known one or two. But old flame hold a candle to you. Sometimes at night I think of old lovers I've known, and I remember how holding them helped me not feel so alone. Beside me, and even their memories are gone. Like stars in the night, lost in the sweet light of dawn.
Hugh Moffat, you're currently on tour in the UK again.
That's right. It's been 5 years, actually. It's been since 2014, and I have a new album, and I'm really proud of it. Recorded, it's called Long Wide Open Road, and it's I've recorded it with my old friend Biff Watson, producing and playing on the album. He used to be Don Williams, really band leader and keyboard player for many years. And he's been he's been over here a bunch too. But I'm really excited. I've got a few dates starting this Saturday, November 2nd, in Seton, in Nevin, and then moving up north after that, okay, before I go to the continent.
And then you're going to do some dates in Europe as well.
That's right. I have several dates in Switzerland, Germany, and Holland. I'm not actually going back to the U.S. until the end of November.
Give me some of the titles from the album so we can feature them. We've already featured the album when it first came out, anyway.
Great. Well, the opening song is called Whiskey Up, and it's a bar song. It's a drinking song, but it's got a little bit of a different. Comes from a little bit of a different place. By the time you get to the end, you realize that this guy has a little more on his mind than most people drinking at the bar and talking to the bartender. And there's Why Don't I Love You, which is the second song, which is about the breakup of a relationship, but this time, unlike many of these songs, it's not actually anybody's fault. That can be hard. And then there's a complete mix of styles after that, some jazz, some folky things. And then it ends with a country rocker called Long Wide Open Road, which is the title of the album. It's sort of the story of my life right now.
Well, Hugh, we'll play some more tracks of this. Great talking to you on the phone. Wish I could catch up with you, but you're just too far away for me to get to, because I'm off to Nashville in a couple of weeks as well, so I'll be there while you're here again.
Good for you, and thanks again, Lee, for this, but also just thanks for keeping the light burning. Just thanks for all that you do for the music, and everybody listening out there, just know that Lee's one of the good ones, and you're lucky to have him.
Thank you so much, Hugh. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Hi, this is Hugh Moffitt, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Remember the days when our love came alive. You'd slide over next to me while I drive, and all we could see was the stars in our eyes at that long, wide open traveled a whole lot of miles since then. Got bucket seats with bells to hold us in. Some wear and tear from time's howling winds and curves and cracks in the road. But the stars still shine. I see them everywhere.